This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Yesterday's state and local elections may offer some clues to what voters are thinking 1 year ahead of the presidential elections. Some clues. But they are elections unto themselves. NPR's political editor Ken Rudin has been following them. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for coming by early. Appreciate it. Let's start with what happened yesterday. What would you say the headline is?
Well, the big news, I guess, is the fact that the Democrats returned the favor of what the Republicans did last month. Republicans last month won the governorship of Louisiana with Bobby Jindal. Today, the Democrats unseated the Republican governor of Kentucky, and I guess that's the bragging rights they've gotten.
And then there was an incumbent governor, Haley Barbour of Mississippi, who keeps his job.
Yes, and matter of fact, he's probably the only guy who came out of Hurricane Katrina with some kind of an enhanced reputation. President Bush obviously suffered politically for what he did or did not do with Katrina. Democratic Governor Kathleen Blanco was so widely reviled for her performance, Katrina, she didn't even run for re-election. But Haley Barbour got some good reviews and trounced an underfinanced Democrat.
I wonder if there's some clue there as to what voters are looking for. I mean, obviously, Haley Barbour is a conservative Republican in a very conservative state. He would have been heavily favored regardless. But you seem to be suggesting that one message here is that voters will reward what they see as competence.
Well, if I can make up a phrase, all politics is local.
That's brilliant.
I just came up with that.
Oh,
now.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but actually, that's exactly right, because Gurney Fletcher, who was the Republican governor of Kentucky, was not seen as competent. He was under indictment early for rewarding his allies with political favors and patronage, and he suffered for it. And Haley Barbour was above board. He got, again, as I said, did very well with Katrina relief. And he was rewarded with a second term for that.
Which is not always the case. I mean, there are plenty of famous instances where mayors and governors who've been under investigation, indicted, seen as wildly incompetent or irresponsible, get reelected anyway because people support their ideology, support their values, or what they stand for. And voters seem to be in a different mood at the moment.
Well, I don't want to say that the outgoing mayor of Philadelphia was incompetent or what we're talking about, but John Street had been, he's term limited, he's retiring this year, but he had been under a criminal investigation, FBI investigation for years, and yet was elected for two terms. His successor, who was elected yesterday, Michael Nutter, almost like a breath of fresh air in Philadelphia. The fact is that he fought crime and corruption, and he's going to be a new kind of mayor in Philadelphia.
So a few clues to voters' mood, at least in a few states right now, at this moment, in November of 2007. I do want to ask about one state that seems to be of greater and greater interest in presidential elections, Virginia, which was seen as safe Republican territory, as you know, for the longest time. But Senator George Allen lost his job there in 2006. A Republican senator, conservative senator, lost his job. They've elected a Democratic governor twice in a row, and then there was more voting yesterday.
That's right. And of course, they're also looking to, when John Warner gives up his Senate seat next year, Mark Warner looks like that he may take it for the Democrats. But what happened?
Same last name, different party. Here.
Exactly. Yep. But what happened yesterday was the Democrats needed four seats to take up, win control of the state Senate. They got the four seats they needed. And again, if people are looking to possible Democratic inroads in the South, they look at a state like Virginia, who, as you say, has not voted for a Democratic presidential candidate for a long, long time. But on the state and local level, they seem to be doing very well.
Is this purely a demographic change? This is a city that Washington, D.C. is on the edge of it. There are a lot of immigrants, a lot of newcomers. Is that what's happening there?
Well, there's also a national mood against the Republicans. And we've seen that certainly coming out of the 2006 elections. The war remains extremely unpopular. President Bush remains extremely popular. Now, as we know, next summer, there will be a new Republican presidential nominee and perhaps a new identity for the Republican Party. But right now, the numbers are down and they're paying for it.
So very briefly, do Republicans feel like they have a fundamental problem in the South, their base?
No, actually, that's probably the only place where they feel confident. They're nervous about everything else in the country.
Ken, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR political editor Ken Rudin.